Paper company Kimberly-Clark announced late last month that it would close two plants in the Fox Valley. The closures would mean 600 lost jobs in that area. Since then, Governor Walker has called on Weedick to extend a tax deal to the paper company to stay in Wisconsin, and lawmakers are working on an incentive package. Paper has been a big part of the state's economy for a long time, with deep roots in many parts of the state. Our next guest looked at the history of paper in Wisconsin in light of Kimberly-Clark's potential exit. Barry Adams covers regional and business news for the Wisconsin State Journal. Barry, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Well, in your piece, you take us way back in paper history. This is an old industry in Wisconsin. Can you talk about some of its early roots?
Oh, the earliest roots, we believe, started in Milwaukee. And then once they were able to make, and they started with rags, making paper out of rags. But then once the pulp process was developed in the 1870s, things really kind of took off, and that's when the Fox Valley really started to boom with papermaking and many other Northwoods communities. You know, you got communities like Niagara, Wisconsin, Park Falls, Rhinelander, and then, of course, everyone along the Wisconsin River, many paper mills along there. Beloit even had, still does have a paper company, the Beloit Box Board Company. And, of course, Beloit was also known for its manufacturing of paper manufacturing equipment. So a lot of the paper mills, that equipment came from Beloit.
And all you really needed was access to trees and pulp and water, right? And that made for a pretty good plant location.
Right, which made the Fox River just a prime spot. You had the Northwoods nearby. You've got this water that's flowing out of Lake Winnebago into Green Bay. And paper mills, you know, line up and down the Fox River Valley, and of course the Wisconsin River as well.
And when I think, Barry, of paper, the image pops into my head of a stack of office printer paper or something you might write on. That's just a small part of what's coming out of a paper mill, right?
It is. You know, historically, you know, commodity paper is what you would call that, but that's no longer the case for Wisconsin papermakers. A lot of that commodity paper is being made elsewhere. It's maybe being made overseas or down south or in Canada. In fact, the paper that I write for, that newsprint is not made in Wisconsin. So what's happening, though, with the paper industry in Wisconsin is that 90% of the paper products coming out of the mills here in Wisconsin are tissue-based or packaging. It's you know, think about Amazon, and think about when you go on Amazon and you order a product, what does it come in? It comes in a cardboard box, and those cardboard boxes have to come from somewhere. So packaging is a big thing. You know, thermal papers, when you get a receipt at the grocery store, that paper has to come from somewhere, and it's probably came from the Fox River Valley.
And in the medical profession, I hadn't thought, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, you might get that paper gown, or a lot of the staff might be wearing, I guess, a paper-based product.
Right. You know, so you have products like that. You know, you think about the, you know, hygiene products and, you know, Depend diapers, all, you know, the paper towels, those kind of things are all coming out of the valley. So, you know, particularly the Depends issue, you know, being made at the Cold Spring plant there the Fox Valley there, just outside of Mena. I think, caught some people by surprise because that plant, the employees were told, was profitable. And you think about the market for Depend diapers, a big market. That's a really new plant in terms of paper mills is concerned. It's about a 25, 26-year-old plant, so a pretty good, really in good shape. But I think a lot of people were caught off guard a little bit by the announcement by Kimberly-Clark.
Talking to Barry Adams from the Wisconsin State Journal about the paper industry in Wisconsin, past and present. And Barry, this Kimberly-Clark announcement, it's not a news story in a lot of ways. A lot of communities around the state have faced their local paper mill having major job cutbacks or closing completely, right?
Yeah, I've been covering this story off and on since 2008. I did a big look into the paper industry along the Wisconsin River back 10 years ago, and that's when Port Edwards closed its paper mill. And we saw Kimberly-Clark that year close its paper mill as well, and a paper mill closed in Niagara. And, you know, these are literal mill towns. And then in 2012, you look at Brokaw, a little town outside of Wausau. the reason that town existed was because of the paper mill. And in fact, it's a really isolated little town because you come off the interstate and you cross the Wisconsin River and there's this huge paper mill and all these little houses. And that's all a product of the paper mill. And that closed in 2012. And now the village is in financial straits and there's talk of annexation into the city of Wausau. So, you know, the history of the paper mills are strong in Wisconsin. It's still a major industry. As, you know, in the late 90s, we had about 51,000 people employed in paper and pulp jobs in Wisconsin. That's now down to about 30,000, just over 30,000 jobs. But, you know, we talked this past week about the loss of the jobs in the Fox River Valley, but the Wisconsin River Valley has seen tons of mills closed. You know, the Flambeau River area, Park Falls and Rhinelander, those mills have come back somewhat. Yeah, there's been a lot of contraction, not just in the Fox Valley, but along the Wisconsin River Valley as well.
What has led to that contraction in paper mill jobs over the last couple of decades?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of things to point to. You know, I don't think there's any one issue that has resulted in this, and I think that's one of the difficult things. You know, we're probably using less paper products of commodity grade type papers, thanks to the internet and things like that. And you know, we don't get as much mail as we used to, and you're not sending as many faxes as we used to, and everything's email, electronic. But you know, there's wage issues, there's environmental issues, there's tax issues. There's, you know, the overseas production of paper by China is huge, and it's tough to compete. And, you know, these are global markets that we're talking about here. And we're also talking about paper companies that are no longer owned by Wisconsin companies. You know, the Neenah Paper Company, founded in the 1870s in Neenah, that's no longer based in Neenah, Wisconsin. It's based in Georgia. And, you know, so Kimberly Clark, another company, you know, it was really interesting driving into Neenah and along East Wisconsin Avenue, and you see these huge homes that were from the founders of the Kimberly Clark Corporation, and just really grand, grand homes, and it reminds you of the past there. But Kimberly Clark is no longer based in Wisconsin; it's based in Dallas, Texas.
Barry Adams is with us to talk about the past and present of the paper industry in Wisconsin. He covers regional and business news for the Wisconsin State Journal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you worked in the paper industry in Wisconsin yourself? Do you still? How has the paper industry influenced your local economy over time? Has your town been affected by the closure of a paper mill? And in the news today, should the state provide incentives for Kimberly Clark to keep its plants open, the ones that were announced to be closed with 600 jobs or so at stake? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Barry Adams is with us from the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about the history of the paper industry in the state. This follows the announcement that paper company Kimberly Clark would be closing two factories in the Fox Valley. Lawmakers are working on incentives to change Kimberly Clark's minds on that. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Wisconsin provide incentives to keep these factories open? And are you part of this story of paper manufacturing in Wisconsin? Did you grow up? Do you live in a mill town? Past or present, did a plant closure change your community? Have you worked there? Do you still work in that industry? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. Barry, there's this debate going on now about what the state, if anything, should do to try to keep these plants open. Is this story of changes in the global paper industry bigger than anything the Wisconsin legislature can do to change their minds here?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot of issues that confront the paper industry. Is this enough to entice them to keep it open? I don't know. That's a question that we're all waiting on.
Now, you mentioned earlier that, you know, we're down about 20-plus thousand jobs in the paper industry in the state, but you said there were some places that had bounced back, some places that had seen rebounds. What kind of stories are going on there?
You know, some of the paper facilities in the Neenah area, Fox Crossing, have been reused for other paper type products. So we're seeing reuse of some of these properties. I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly, I think it was the mill in Rhinelander was going to close, and I thought the employees did something like that, or maybe it was Park Falls. It was one of the two. There are cases where if you can find independent ownership, you have a lot more control that way. One of the striking things to see up in the Fox Valley, though, is when you go into Kimberly. You know, that Kimberly paper mill has been there since the 1800s, and it's almost torn down completely now. And it closed back in 2008 and put 600 people out of work. And now that's being redeveloped into a housing development right along the Fox River there. So obviously it's not producing jobs on that property, but it's being redeveloped into housing and into a commercial district. But that's an example of some of the reuse that's happening.
And Barry, when we hear about the changing manufacturing industry, another story we hear a lot is automation and mechanization, where, you know, even if that plant stays open or reopens or a new plant opens, it's not going to provide a massive base of jobs. It's going to provide fewer but higher skilled jobs. Is that happening also in the paper industry?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't get too much into that in this story. But I think, like with any industry, you're going to have automation. You think back 100 years, what did it take to get a log into a pulping machine? Maybe you needed 10 people to do that job, and now today you only need one guy running a machine to pull that log into a pulp facility. So, I think the paper industry is just like any other industry. These huge paper machines can be 100, they can be 200 feet long, and you maybe only have a few people really running,
We got an email from Kirsta in Green Bay who writes, "I'm a millennial who grew up in the Fox Cities, and I'm one of the many, many Kimberly Clark kids. There were a good percentage of kids in my school in Appleton. Many of our parents are or were employees of Kimberly Clark. It's a huge part of the Fox Cities economy. This is going to be a big loss. It's also," Kirsta says, "way too late for the state government to do anything about the closings." Thanks for that email. Can you talk about, Barry, the impact on the Fox Cities area of these planned closures and other recent closings?
Yeah, it's a cultural change, too. It's not just an employment change, but it's a whole cultural shift. You're losing jobs. Lives are changing. And it's a shock to the community. And, you drive around, and as you drive into Kimberly, from Appleton, as you cross into Kimberly, you kind of look around these small houses that are there, and 90% of those homes are probably built with paper money, So everybody has a connection to the paper industry in some way or another up there. It's like it'd be pretty unusual to walk up to somebody on the street and say, "Hey, do you know somebody, or are you related to anybody in the paper industry?" And 9 chances out of 10, that person is going to say yes.
And you, as a little sidebar to this story, you visited a paper history museum in the area. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Paper Discovery Center, and it's also the home of the International Paper Hall of Fame. It's located in the old Atlas Paper Company mill, which is started by some of the founders of Kimberly Clark and some investors in Minnesota. It's a wonderful place. And really, walking into there, you get a real sense for what an old paper facility used to look like. Of course, all the machines are gone. And now they've got interactive displays, and kindergartners can come in there and make paper, and they have a lab, and they've got a wonderful archive that stores items from the past, a library on the lower level, and it's always going to be there, and it's going to be something that'll always keep alive the history of the paper industry in the Fox Valley.
So is this an area, though, in the Fox Valley where there's another economy, there are other options, this isn't the only game in town like it might have been in a smaller community like you were talking about Brokaw earlier?
Right. I think that's one of the advantages for the Valley. You think about the Valley, the Fox Valley is, that's the heart of manufacturing, really, in Wisconsin. Milwaukee's got this manufacturing, Racine and Kenosha to some extent, but when you really think about the heart of manufacturing in Wisconsin, you got to think about the Fox Valley from Green Bay all the way down to Fond du Lac. Think about the businesses that are there with Oshkosh Truck and Pierce Truck and, you know, what they're making along that corridor. You drive to a Packers game, just think about all the companies that are along that corridor. And, you know, they're trying to diversify, and they are diversifying. And they're trying to move forward in a new economy. I think the paper industry is always going to be a part of the Fox Valley. The question is just how big of a part is that industry going to be for those communities.
And, Barry, we see state lawmakers, as we said, trying to get an incentive package to keep these factories open, these plants open. Have we seen similar efforts when other paper product companies have closed around the state?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if I can answer that question, Rob. You know, I think local governments have come in and tried to help things out. I'm not sure what the level of the state help has been on some of the projects. I'm sure there has been some sort of efforts, but, you know, it's a tough thing. And it'll be interesting to see how this proposal from how the Senate will take up this bill that the Assembly passed.
We'll leave it there. Barry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thanks, Rob.
That's Barry Adams. He covers regional and business news at the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about the history of the paper industry in Wisconsin and the present and future, and how lawmakers are trying to convince paper company Kimberly-Clark to change plans that would close a couple of factories in the state with something on the order of 600 jobs at stake. You can learn more about the Kimberly-Clark deal in the state legislature tomorrow at 7 on The Morning Show.